Hello there, my name is Lucian Ștefănescu. I'm a journalist and broadcaster working for Radio Free Europe in Prague, Czech Republic. I also have a weekly show on Radio Alternativa, Romanian online radio, a show called Dicționar de Sunete Rare, a dictionary of rare sounds. And today I'm very happy to invite you to listen to a special edition of this show produced by Radio Alternativ for Cross Radio. I am the son of the maternal ground, I am the child of eternal pain. I am not the lord of the desert, but the slave of naked horizons. This, ladies and gentlemen, is a fragment from the poem Pas de nom, No Name, by Issa Rossi, a Tuareg poet from the Air region. I started the show with this poem because today you will listen to an interview I've made in March this year, here in Prague, with Ibrahim Al-Habib, the frontman of a Tuareg band called Tinariven. The translator is a very good friend of mine, Mohamed Foudad, an Algerian citizen working as a teacher here in Prague. So let's listen to the interview.
It is very strange that Tuareg people who are nomad people play guitar like Jimi Hendrix.
Because the Tuareg, there are people who move a lot. Some of them, they went to different places, different countries, and some of them, they brought back a different instrument. One of them was guitar for their music, which was very exciting.
So the first music they played was how?
موسيقى تقليدية ما عندناش الآلات ياسر كاين تيندي.
Don't use instrument much, mostly voices. They have tindi, which is like a drum, violins sometimes, and a flute for someone who doesn't sing.
It is documented that this band was a part of the rebellion of the Tuaregs against the Mali regime.
Well, he said the history of the Tuareg, they were always expelled, segregated. There are no choices. If you grow up, you either take a guitar, an instrument to sing, or you take a gun. So some of the bands, they took both. So some of them, they were fighters, that's true.
What are you playing about? The lyrics. What are the lyrics about?
Mostly about their situation, how they are segregated, that kids cannot go to school, people cannot get to work, they cannot get anything, about how they live really, and love also.
Thank you.
The Tinariven story one can read on the band's official website is already well marinated in startling myths. Fierce nomadic desert tribesmen toting guns and guitars. Gaddafi's poet soldiers spreading their gospel of freedom throughout the world. Turbaned rock and roll troubadours. Stratocasters on one shoulder, Kalashnikov on the other. 17 bullet wounds and rawest desert blues on earth. All this fabulous imagery is the modern equivalent of the legends that have always stuck to Tinariven's people, the nomadic Tuareg of the Southern Sahara, the noble desert warrior, the blue man, the lord of the desert, mysterious, secretive, covered from head to toe with eyes only bare to the world.
They are from the desert. How do they accommodate with this electrical stuff they are playing with?
والله جانا سهل لان كي تكون في الصحراء ونغنوا احنا بالجيتار الكتريك عندنا ندبروا نلقوا امبلي يمشوا بالبيل نحضرها نتاع الراديو ونبرانشي ونلعبوا في الصحراء جانا مليح قد المستوى.
Well, he said it's very chilling. We sit in this desert nights, chilling around. We have some amplifier that works with little batteries, and with that we can make our music and just sit around and play.
How do you feel playing in this urban scene?
والله إحساس نتاعنا كان إحساس.
He said this is the fourth time they are playing here. They always enjoy it and they get to know people. They're always happy to leave the desert and go somewhere places to know a different culture, different tradition, different mentality.
Are they living in the desert all the time of their life?
أنتم عايشين فما في الصحراء؟
نعم عايشين في الصحراء الآن.
What are they doing there?
المهنة نتاعنا موسيقى.
Music. They live from music. Shepherds, some of them they are shepherds.
I was told that Tinariven means desert in the plural. What that desert in the plural means?
Tinariven meant
Tinariven يعني الصحاري تقول جميع الصحاري الصحاري.
هو قال لك انا نعرف صحراء بس صحاري وش معنى الصحاري؟
صحاري اي صحراء معناها في كل كائن صحراء.
Where there is nobody. Plural of Saharas everywhere there is nobody.
Like all myths, like all legends, there is plenty of truth mixed in there with the wild fantasy and wishful thinking. But the real story is deeper, it's richer, more engrossing and more universal. In the desert oasis of Tamaranset, southern Algeria, three aimless teenage friends in exile, Ibrahim Ag Al-Habib, Hassan Ag Touhami, aka the Lion of the Desert, and Inte Den, fall in love with a guitar, and with all the dreams of modernity and freedom that the guitar embodies. They write songs about their own lives and about those of their friends, the modern Tuareg youth no longer lording over the desert on their camels, but living the clandestino life far from home, surviving by any means necessary, longing for friends and family, dreaming of retribution, of freedom, of self-determination. They are Kel Tinariven, the Desert Boys, and again, music. Michael Tinariven, the Desert Boys, playing the music of their new album, Aman Imam, Water is Life, which was released early this year, in a special show produced by Radio Alternative for Cross Radio. My name, ladies and gentlemen, is Lucian Stefanescu. Thank you for being with us. Stay tuned to Cross Radio and to Radio Alternative.